relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream today.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
The Second Amendment, from the day it was passed, limited the type of people who could own a gun and what type of weapon you could own. You couldn't buy a cannon. Those who say the blood of patriots, you know, and all the stuff about how we're going to have to move against the government. Well, the Tree of Liberty is not water with the blood of patriots. What's happened is that there are never been, if you wanted to think you need to have weapons to take on the government, you need F-15s and maybe some nuclear weapons.
Do you understand what just happened? That's a man who bears the title President of the United States. It means he is also, incredibly, the commander-in-chief. And he thinks that the Second Amendment and our God-given right to remove a dictatorial government doesn't qualify anymore because he's got nuclear weapons, because he's got F-15 fighters. In English, he's fine with bombing and nuking Americans who believe in the Second Amendment and in their right to do what they did in 1776. When a government usurps the rights of the people, refuses to actually be a representative government, our founding fathers were clear. The ultimate guarantee of our freedom is the people. And for your information, Joe, we can buy cannons. Right now, I can buy a cannon. So you don't even know what you're talking about. You can't even string a sentence together. Clearly, we know that you have cognitive issues. It's not a stammer. But that doesn't really matter, because we now know who you are. You have unveiled yourself. You think that by dint of your being the president, or bearing the title of president, that you are safe, that your ideology will be victorious, that your senior military officers can peddle critical race theory and other Marxist ideologies through the ranks, even at West Point. Yes, we now know, as of the testimony yesterday, the most senior military official in the United States, a man called Mark Milley, West Point cadets are taught critical race theory, not out of intellectual curiosity, mind you, but so that they understand white rage. The most senior officer in the United States military said, I need to understand white rage. I need to know what happened on January the 6th. White rage? What white rage? 55 people shot in Chicago over the weekend, 8 murdered. How many of them, General Milley, were white supremacists who pulled the trigger? Do you have an answer for that, you pandering hack? You disgrace to the uniform of the U.S. Army? Not, I'll give you the answer because you're too much of a snowflake to speak truthfully about the real rage in America. None of them were white, Milley. Not one of the killers. That Puerto Rican couple in Chicago, gunned down in broad daylight, celebrating their Puerto Rican heritage. Dead now. The mother dying in the hospital afterwards, leaving 2 beautiful children parentless. Killed by who? By Timothy McVeigh 24 years ago? By militias? By people waving the Gadsden flag? No! You absolute disgrace by black Americans. Why does that not matter? Where is the critical race theory study on black rage at the West Point syllabus? Where is the analysis from truth tellers like my colleague Larry Elder on the 6,000 black Americans murdered each year by their fellow black Americans? Oh, let's focus on the 19 unarmed black individuals killed by police officers. 19. No, 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 no. That's important. 19's far more important than 6,000. Well, let's talk about the most dangerous place for a black child in America. It's not walking down a white neighborhood street. It's not at a Trump rally. Where's the most dangerous place, Joe Biden and Mark Milley, for a black child in America? In their mother's womb. Why is Planned Parenthood located so often in black neighborhoods? Are you also eugenicists? Do you subscribe to Margaret Sanger that black Americans are an Untermensch, are a subclass, and the least we have of them, the better? Because you are the real racists. Yes, you are the real racists. Not just because of the rank, obnoxious, open racism that you have evinced through your years, whether it's lauding the fine gentlemen that were the segregationists of the South. It's not the fact that you actually openly are a bigot today, Joe Biden. Remember this?
You have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
That's bigotry. Saying your skin color should determine your political views makes you a racist. But it's far more invidious. It's far more subtle than even your attempt to publicly lynch. Yes, lynch, because that's the word he used. A black conservative when he dared. How dare he accept a nomination to the highest court in the land? You stinking heap of putrescence. You bigot Biden were the chairman of the committee who said, a black man and a conservative on the Supreme Court? No, let's make up stories about Coke cans with pubes on them. You are filth. You are utterly beneath contempt because of your racism. But it's worse than your open bigotry. It's the fact that black America doesn't matter to you, not in the slightest. With your open border policies, 6,000 illegals crossing the border every day, 2 million in the next calendar year, you will destroy the black community even more. The bottom rung of the working class, mostly minorities, will see their jobs taken by those preparing to work for cash under the table because they're illegal. That's how much you don't care. That's how much, as Candace Owens says so rightly, you have created a new plantation, not with whips, not with slaves of a physical sense, but indentured political meat puppets, because that's all they are to you. You are a disgrace to humankind. Why? Because you've not said word one about the 6,000 black Americans killed every year by their fellow black Americans. Why? Because you don't give a damn. You are the problem. But truth tellers across America are waking up. We're going to have a few of them on our show today. Ambassador David Friedman, Larry Swikert, Mark Morano, and next, a parent who's had enough. Relief Factor, are you in daily pain? Have you tried everything else only to exhaust any potential solution to your liberation? Well, they'll try this 100% drug-free product from the incredible father and son team of Pete and Seth Talbot that is providing relief from pain to tens of thousands of Americans across the country like right now. People like me and Debron from Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Incredible words. Let me just say that again. My hip pain is gone. That could be you. That should be you. And there's only one way to find out, and it's super easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Debron, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Do it today. What have you got to lose? Accept the pain. Call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. You will not regret it. ReliefFactor.com.
I'm here to speak today. I believe, Gary, you said it was item KKK in the agenda book. Well, isn't that just a perfect, perfect summation of what it is I'm here to talk about? KKK, your proposed new school board policy, seeking once again to limit the constitutionally protected speech of American citizens. Now, when I sat on this school board, I believe some of you old-timers might remember this. A union guy spoke at public comment for 5 minutes and ripped me a new one. He called me the bastard child of Margaret Thatcher. And I sat there and I said to myself, okay, fair enough. Welcome to America. He considers me a bastard because I'm in the government. His logic is sound. Now, what happened was the superintendent and the school solicitor at the time freaked out and they didn't put the tape online the next day. And I called them up and I said, get the tape online now before we get sued for censorship. I yelled at the solicitor and I asked him what law school he went to, because it was clearly constitutionally protected rhetorical hyperbole. I can cite the case if you'd like. And I said to Paul Long, the superintendent at the time, don't ever cut the tape again, Paul. And by the way, bastard child of Margaret Thatcher, I took it as a compliment.
Bastard Child of Thatcher, and I took it as a compliment. That's my favorite line from an amazing video. It's going viral, and we've tracked the man down. He may have a cool accent like mine, but he's an American now. His name is Simon Campbell, and he goes by Limey Simon on his new Twitter account. Follow him right now. Simon, welcome to America First.
Well, thank you, my dear. It's lovely to have two Brits on the air talking about the U.S. Constitution. It makes for an original chit-chat, I would think.
It does, especially when offline one of them says to the other one, oh, you're a southerner, when he finds out where I'm from. No, there's no class, there's no distinction geographically amongst former Brits.
Not at all.
So we're talking about Loudoun County, Fairfax County, what's happening in New York and Carmel. But this video I saw 2 days ago that I played is from Bucks County, Pennsylvania, which I happen to be quite familiar with for familial reasons, which is a rather fancy part of Pennsylvania. Tell us about what you're doing there and how you ended up reading the Riot Act to the local school board.
Well, it's not just a fancy part of Pennsylvania. It's a famous part of Pennsylvania. My local village is called Washington Crossing. My local pub is the Washington Crossing Inn on one side and the Continental on the other side. So I'm in a historic area living here. And what happened was, I found out that a number of parents are upset about critical race theory as the public policy debate. But more importantly than that, what got me kind of all riled up was that I found out that the school district, and I was on the school board as you played the tape, have been intimidating and thugging up citizens at earlier meetings this year. So in March and in May, the school solicitor has been literally yelling and carrying on at people, telling them to shut up at public comment. And then when this district posts the videotape and the audio tape, they cut out the public comment speakers that they didn't like. And the lady behind the scenes on this is the, what's her job title? The Director of Equity or whatever that
boss. Yes, the Director of Equity. I love that title. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. She's the one advocating behind the scenes when this guy spoke at March, not me, a totally soft-spoken chap, just there to talk about why he doesn't really agree with the policy agenda. And this Director of Equity woman is basically saying behind the scenes, because we got all the emails under the Right to Know law, this guy's a racist, he's a racist dog whistler, this is how we need to shut him down at public comment. And we got these emails, and that's why I posted them online, where they're scheming to attack citizens who simply show up and have an alternative viewpoint than the Director of Equity does.
Hang on, Simon. Do you think that citizens should actually have a say in how their children are educated?
Well,
don't you understand what the word elite means?
Yeah. Well, I saw this and I said to all the parents, I said, listen, before I can even talk about critical race theory in that whole debate, my head, the way I was looking at all this was, right now, I'm looking at this as 1930s Germany. They're burning books. They're banning speech. They're saying, you're a racist. You can't speak here. That's like the 800-pound gorilla. And I'm like, I've had it with these fascists. I mean, what you can't see on the videotape is what happened 10 minutes before. I was talking to this regular mom in the hallway outside the school board meeting. And she said, and she's not a loudmouth like me, she said, I just wanted to come to the May meeting and speak on this policy issue, but after seeing the school solicitor scream and shout at everybody, I was too intimidated to speak. And I'm like, no. We can't live in a society where an ordinary, everyday mom is too intimidated to speak to the government. That was when I was like, right, now they've got it coming. And that's kind of what happened before I went to the microphone. I was literally spoke to this ordinary mom, and I was really fed up with the impact of what these people are doing.
Now, I have to ask you this question because, yeah, you're absolutely right. It's a historic part of America, but it's also an incredibly shishi-tony part of Pennsylvania, kind of bedroom community. Are you an outlier? Are you the crazy former Brit, or are people waking up in Bucks County as well to this? It's not, the word isn't even creeping Marxism anymore, to this blatant Marxism. Are people outside of an immigrant from the UK really waking up to the reality?
Yeah, I would say so, because prior to the meeting, it was on a Thursday, I met a bunch of these parents. They've been active in this critical race theory debate for a while. And I met them all, you know, someone's backyard in their house, and it was a what's the word, a melting pot of all kinds of different people, immigrants, different races, different religions, all talking about these books that this director of Equity wanted to introduce, and people that had never been actively involved in, you know, the political scene before. And I got the distinct impression, you know, and certainly on the local Facebook groups in my area, if this is lit up, I mean, people are lit up around what is the curriculum, who are these people? And then when they go to a school board meeting or try to speak, when they're told, you know, shut up, you're a racist, we're going to cut you from the tape, that's when even like regular, ordinary, what I call moderate Democrats, that's when the radical left lose everybody.
Yeah.
When they see people being thugged up, the radical left. And my attitude is, all you have to do is throw the sunlight on them, throw the torch on them, show them.
And you use this phrase in the rest of the video. You say, you explain, we've got 60 seconds left in this segment, but we'll hold you over. What you said about, we don't have to be polite, do we, Simon? Not in America.
We're only polite in England, you know that.
Right, it's different. But here, constitutionally, there's no demand on us to be polite when we disagree, is there?
Well, right, they have a school board policy, this is no joke, that literally requires you to be polite when speaking to the government. And I'm like, oh, you could might as well hang that policy on the toilet roll in the toilet, because that's how much it's worth. You have to be polite to the government. Are you kidding me? George Washington wasn't very polite to King George, was he?
No, and you used this phrase, I loved it, constitutionally protected hyperbole. We're all about constitutionally protected hyperbole. He's Simon Campbell, former member of the school board in Pensbury. He is a resident of Bucks County. He's showing, what is it about immigrants? Showing their fellow Americans the way and what the Constitution's all about. You can follow him on his new, let's get it, come on, let's bump up the numbers, his brand new Twitter feed. It's Limey Simon, and we'll also discuss his YouTube channel momentarily here on America First, across the nation on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from just outside the insalubrious fetid swamp that is Washington, D.C., from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Stay on this channel.
A man, a legend, a legal immigrant, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Thank you, and a guy who knows what CRT is, unlike the most senior military officer in the United States, General Mark Milley, who said this yesterday, cut five, play cut.
First of all, on the issue of critical race theory, et cetera, I'll obviously have to get much smarter on whatever the theory is.
You're teaching it at West Point, you pathetic pandering hack, but you don't know what it is. Let's talk to somebody who knows what it is. His video is going viral from Bucks County. He's pushing back on the purveyors of bigotry like CRT. His name's Simon Campbell. And on his little bio here in front of me, he says he's so bloody proud that he got a perfect 10 out of 10 on his citizenship when he was naturalized. Simon, I took that test as well. It's not exactly, you know, rocket surgery.
That might be true, but I wonder how many elected public officials pass it.
Yes, you know, the invigilator almost gave up on me because question number three that I pulled was this one. You'll love this. What happened of significance on September the 11th, 2001? And as a current professor of counterterrorism for the Defense Department, I said to her, Madam, would you like the 8-hour lecture or the 3-day one? And she kind of said, okay, you can be an American now. Okay, Simon, why is it? Explain to us, what is it about? Because we had yesterday, we had Lilith Venetian from Fairfax County, a school teacher who's pushing back. She came here from the Soviet Republic of Armenia. I'm a former Brit. You're a former Brit. Why is it people like Dinesh D'Souza and yourself who actually have to talk about the Constitution so much?
I think it's to do with the fact, I don't remember, in my naturalization ceremony, most Americans have no idea what happens in that room.
Yeah.
When I was naturalized, 2009, there was about 62 of us from over 30 countries. You look around, And there's many people that you know come from piss-poor countries, tyrants. And here they were at the end of a legal process becoming Americans. And there were tears in the eyes of many. And I think that's the essence of America. When you're born here, you're born into the privilege of freedom. When you're not born into the privilege of freedom and you go through the legal process to become free, it's a very moving experience. And in my activism, for lack of a better word, sometimes I see immigrants, and these are the most passionate Americans. The most. Yeah. Because they get it. They get it. They get why they're here.
They get it. Yeah. I just want to share a message from a good friend who listens to the show. This is from Kathy for Simon. He is born for a time such as this. God bless you for what you're doing. In the last minute and a half, we've got with Simon Campbell, who spoke out so eloquently, so robustly at that Bucks County student school board meeting. What is your message to the millions of Americans who know something's wrong, know that CRT is evil, is racist, but are just wanting to keep their heads down? What do you say to them?
Get involved. Go down to your local school board meeting with as many friends, family members as you can. Take your cameras, video record them, take your concerns, and do not let them intimidate you. Become familiar with the basics of constitutional law. You can go to Google Scholar, which is all I did, have it lined up in your phone, ready to go for when they try to silence you and shut you down. Because the reason I wasn't able to be shut down is I threw the Constitution right back at the lawyer's face. And so I think if people go down there with a mentality that they're American, they've got constitutional law in their pocket, and they're not going to be intimidated, and they're going to have their voice heard, that's when real change can occur.
And how much support have you received since those videos went viral, Simon?
It's crazy. It's like every Facebook group, my daughter said to me, Dad, the other day, she goes, Dad, you're at 1.6 million on TikTok. I don't even know what TikTok is.
You mean somebody created a support group and that flourished?
Yeah, I've got phone calls like Citizen Moms for Liberty in Montgomery County want me to come to help them out. So it's just been unbelievable. My wife the last 2 days is like, I need a cup of tea.
I know. Make it a strong one. Make it some typhoon. We were discussing a British cuisine. It's not a long list, but at least the breakfasts are good, along with a black pudding and a fried slice and some fried eggs. Simon, if you come to the swamp, can we get you in studio for a longer chat?
Of course. Even though you're a southerner, why not? We can do some hugging and bonding.
He's so class-ridden. I don't do hugs, but I'll share a cup of tea with you, mate. He's Simon Campbell. Check out his YouTube channel, Simon Campbell. And Limey, Simon on Twitter. Yeah, us immigrants, we'll teach the rest of the Americans what America's all about. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting across the nation to millions of listeners, also streaming on Rumble. Subscribe today. It's free. Rumble.com/Seb Gorka. That's Rumble.com/SEBGORKA. And we are coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
Instead of a fire Fauci act, we pass a fire Marjorie Taylor Greene out of a cannon act over the. By the lottery to decide who gets to light the fuse.
You know, they say the conservatives are the violent ones, right? That's a guy who's allegedly funny. The only thing he did that was funny was that rather crude program called the Man Show. And now he gets paid to do what? Propaganda. Jimmy Kimmel is saying, let's fire Marjorie Taylor Greene out of a cannon into Mexico. They're so aren't the Democrats so loving? I mean, it really is the party of love. And I've got to make this point and give full credit to my friend who came up with it first, Chris Plant. Watch all of those shows. You just heard it there. They're supposed to be comedy shows. But what is the reaction from the audience? Shad, what's the reaction from the audience?
Cheering and applause.
Cheering and applause.
Nobody's laughing.
Which is weird, because if it's funny, what do you laugh? What do you do?
Well, you laugh.
You laugh.
Yeah.
But they don't.
No, they don't. They just clap because, you know, they're just hearing what they want to hear.
Right. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's not comedy. Kimmel, you're not a comedian. Oh, and Eric, didn't he wear blackface?
I believe he did.
Isn't that racist?
According to the left, or only if a Republican does it. If a Democrat does it, it's okay.
Oh, I forgot, of course. Only if a Republican does it. But if you're the governor of Virginia, if you are the butcher of Richmond, it's just a jape. It's a jape in which you afterwards have press conferences where you talk about, you know, it's so hard to wash the boot polish off your face. Yeah, Ralph Northam actually said that just as his wife had to grab him by the arm and say, no, Ralphie, don't do the moonwalk. It's not a good idea in front of these cameras to talk about blackface boot polish and your Michael Jackson impersonation. If you think I'm making it up, look it up. You can see the video, but do it after the show. Let's talk about press conferences. Let's continue to talk about this man who, he came out of the closet. Biden came out of the closet. As what? I tricked you there. As a dictator, he truly is a dictator, saying, we can nuke you. We have F-15s and you can't buy cannons, which you can. But it went rapidly downhill even from there. Let's talk about Kevlar vests. It's not a complicated word. It's like Kevin with L-I-R. Kevlar. Kevlar. Listen to the man who has two brain aneurysms to battle as he tries and say to say the word. Cut 13.
Background checks for purchasing a firearm are important. Ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. No one needs to have a weapon that can fire over 30, 40, 50, even up to 100 rounds. Unless you think the deer are wearing Kevlar vests or something.
Is that meant to be a joke? Is that like Kimmel comedy? Unless the deer is wearing a Kevlar vest. Well, what's the point you're trying to make there? Does the Second Amendment say anything about hunting? Or does it say that the right of the American people to bear arms shall not be infringed, period? Or does it say only in hunting season, only in September and October, can you have weapons? Then you hand them in to the local federal armory. It's about removing dictatorial regimes like King George. That's why we have the right. And that's why we have broken every record for background checks every month for the last 18 months, with the lowest being 3 million a month. 3 million Americans, a lot of them minority, Asian and black, who realize that feds can't look after you when the streets of Portland are ablaze. Who's going to look after you? Yeah, it's going to be you. It's your responsibility. We have this tragic, tragic story from Miami. Very strange, this building collapsing, which is, you know, we're used to that happening in less developed countries, but here in America. But the man who bears the title of president kind of forgot it happened. 100 people missing, and he has to be reminded by cackling Kamala, the harridan, had to remind Joe Biden today to show a bit of empathy and to talk about Miami. Cut 15.
To get a helicopter.
Will you travel to Florida, sir? Can we ask you about Florida, what you've learned? And what
I apologize. Yes, thank you, my president. I've spoken with, coincidentally, the mayor of Miami-Dade was in my office yesterday.
Oh, dear. The conspiracy theorists are going to go crazy, aren't they? But he walks away from the podium. Kamala Harris comes up and says, Miami, you forgot to mention Miami. I apologize. He doesn't even know what her name is. As my what? The lady who brings my coffee? The person who bears the title of vice president? As my something or other, you know the thing. You know the thing, right? Reminded me. Miami, Miami, Miami. He's not functioning, guys. He's just not functioning. Is Murphy... Let me check this with the professor. Professor, are you there?
I'm right here.
Is the name Murphy, that classic Irish name... I don't know. I grew up in England speaking the Queen's English. Is it a hard name to pronounce for Americans?
No, especially if you're Irish. Oh, and especially
that's,
proud
that's
of that.
A good point. If you're Irish, it
you,
should
you
be
should know.
And, Murphy.
You know, so Irish that you, you know, refuse to be interviewed by the BBC, then you should be able to say Murphy.
Because really, I mean, if it's phonetic, it's Murphy, M-U-R-F-I. It's not complicated, unless you're the man who bears the title of president. This is Joe Biden, who I think he's Irish. Cut 12.
Police Chief Murray of the Baltimore, Police Chief Murray, Police Chief Murphy, Paul of Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
He needs three times to say Murphy. Just hit me again. Come on, Eric. One more time. Cut 12.
Police Chief Murray of the Baltimore, Police Chief Murray, Police Chief Murphy, Paul of Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Is it Baltimore or is it Baton Rouge? Is it Murray? Is it Mary? Or is it Murphy? It's a fun game. Unless you realize that man's 20 feet from the nuclear football. We're going to get to your calls next here on America First. 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. But please tell me you're calling from a cell phone provider that's one of the good guys. Not the left-wing cancel culture wireless providers. Go with Patriot Mobile, the only Christian conservative cell phone company that believes in the things you believe in and actually donates a portion of your bill to conservative causes like the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, and the right to life. Special, special discounts for veterans, first responders. Move to Patriot Mobile today. You can keep your old phone number. And right now, specially for you, our dear listeners, if you switch today, you'll get 50% off your first 2 months or $100 off any phone in stock with a 1-year commitment and free premier activation. Join today. Call 972-PATRIOT or go to patriotmobile.com/Gorka. Use promo code Gorka for the massive discounts. Free activation and amazing national coverage. 972-PATRIOT, patriotmobile.com/Gorka.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
Thank you, Mr. President. Jeff, are you there?
Go ahead.
You're a radio pro. You've been around the block a while. When I go up to the mic and I start to whisper, that's like a fun thing for a radio host to do, right?
Yeah, and maybe not from a podium.
Yeah, if I went up to a podium and I started doing that, it would be creepy, right?
Especially if it made it, but sometimes you do it on the radio, it makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. But if you're the president, isn't it creepy?
Absolutely.
Okay, I don't think presidents should do this. Cut 16, Joe today.
Asking me, well, you know, guess what? Employers can't find workers. I said, yeah, pay them more. This is an employees bargaining chip now. What's happening?
Joe, I get to do that. You don't. You bear the title of president. It's just so weird. It's creepy. Don't do it. Let's go to your calls. Ray in Livermore, line one. Welcome, Ray.
Thank you, Dr. G, and your wonderful show. Three items if time allows. You, Biden clips. You're going to be accused of elder abuse, my friend. You better be careful.
Okay? If I am, I'm sorry. Jill's in front of me.
Yes. I'm going to risk a very... This is a risky maneuver. I'm going to correct the host of the show.
Oh, Ray. Just because you're in the airborne. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. I'm jumping in. You said the late night shows are void of humor.
Yeah.
There is a new late night show out there called Gutfeld.
Yes.
And they are doing a fantastic job, and it's a kick in the butt. I'm waiting to see my friend Sebastian Gorka on the new Gutfeld show.
I would love to, but I can't because I have a... Does Ray from Livermore not know I have a show on Newsmax? Is that possible?
Oh, conflicting.
Not schedule. It's you don't get to do that. You don't get to go on other people's broadcast shows. Okay, if you're on Fox, you can do Fox. If you've got a Newsmax show, and by the way, Ray, I'm going to correct my caller now. Ray from Livermore.
Yes.
My show airs at 7, but then again at 10, so the Gorka Reality Check could be a late-night show as well.
There you go. And it has humor involved.
No, it doesn't. Sometimes. Sometimes we have some fun.
At the left.
We do indeed.
One last question.
Yes.
Ask Dr. G on Wednesday
or
Thursday. When are you going to do a PragerU video, Dr. G?
Oh, my gosh. Don't say that. Can I tell 3 million people? I was asked 2 years ago to write 2 scripts for a PragerU thing. And I've been so... I don't know, trepidatious. All right, that's it, Ray. You blew my cover. I'm going to write those scripts this weekend. Okay, Ray?
Love it, Dr. G. Keep up the good work.
Only if people like you keep me straight. I've been busted. All right, Dennis. All right, Alan. I'll get riding. It'd be fun, wouldn't it? Have a couple of PragerU videos under my belt. Next, we're going to talk to Ambassador David Friedman, Larry Schweikart, and then... a whole hour on AOC's Green New Steel and what they're really trying to do.